Sabine Rewald, Associate Curator in the Department of Modern Art at the Metropolitan.
The painting The Mountain of 1937 is one of Balthus's major paintings, and he regarded it as a key painting, as we know from correspondence. It's the only alpine mountainscape in Balthus's oeuvre. He is more known for Parisian street scenes and his somewhat naughty adolescence as images of Thérèse, a little girl, a neighbor's daughter. The Mountain is a picture in which Balthus recaptures a magic place and time of his youth. He spent his summers in this area. The mountain depicts a real area of the Niederhorn mountain plateau in Switzerland above the Lake of Thun. The panorama depicted is a actual site. All the mountains can be identified. The figures in the mountain are taken from Balthus's own life and figures from Balthus's favorite painters. The woman sleeping on the ground, who looks like a typical Wandervogel, who seems exhausted and tired, relates to the sleeping Narcissus of Poussin's painting in the Louvre that Balthus had copied and given as a gift to Rainer Maria Rilke, who was a godfather of his, the lover of his mother. Balthus painted his Narcissus because Rilke had written a poem on Narcissus and dedicated it to Balthus, so this is a very rich figure. The blonde woman stretching against the sky is Antoinette de Watteville, the woman Balthus was in love with and who he would marry in the year he painted The Mountain. The painting was the first of a planned landscape series of the seasons. Balthus wanted to paint the four seasons in emulation of Poussin's four seasons, because when this painting was first exhibited in New York in 1938, it was called Summer, the first of four panels depicting the seasons. World War II broke out and Balthus never got around to paint the other three seasons.